gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Oh, you are sweet to drive me to the airport tonight, David.
No problem. Bags?
By the door. Just two of them.
Just two? You joining a nudist group?
It might as well be. It was a ghastly lesson in self-control. But these days you have to take only what you can manage yourself. Anyway, I'll be back in a week. Or two, I hope.
So you're really going to settle down in Belhaven?
You know, I've never really settled down anywhere. But you get to the age where you need roots.
It's our good luck.
Thank you, David. I tried to get Kate to come to London with me.
Oh? You've seen her?
Mm-hmm. I went into town yesterday. We had dinner together. She turned the trip down flat.
Why?
She said she was too busy.
I guess she is. Well, let's get going.
David, we're quite early, aren't we?
Right.
Then I want to say something to you.
Sure, nickel.
I remember when I arrived here weeks ago, you and Kate met me at the airport together.
That's right.
You were laughing and joking. And now when I mention her, I meet a stone wall.
A lot of water's gone over the dam, Isabel.
Not that much. Kate's got a chance at last to do something with her life.
That's fine.
And she's taking her job very seriously, but... Well, I'm not sure she's quite happy about it.
Isabel, what do you want me to do?
I'd like to think you'll keep in touch with her, David, while I'm away.
If she comes to Belhaven, sure. But I'm not running into the city after. Kate wouldn't thank me for that.
Leaving early, Kate?
Oh, no, I'm going out to show an apartment.
Good, you're getting along.
No, I'm not going to rent it, Jean.
What do you mean?
Well, it isn't fit for human habitation.
Where is it?
614 West Calvert.
Yes, I know, it isn't very good.
It's terrible. I told the woman over the phone that she wants to see it, so I'll show her what I mean.
Who gave you the listing?
Mr. Ross himself. I told him what I thought of it, but all he said was rent it.
These are bad times, Kate. People need decent places. Sometimes the landlords haven't got the money. That's why I want to be a lawyer in this field.
Well, all I know is that a young mother with a new baby can't live in this that place in its present condition. I'm just going to show her.
You might not keep your job here doing that.
Well, I thought about that, too.
You don't care?
I care a lot. But I'm not afraid of this job now. I'm not afraid of losing it. But I must do it my way. If Mr. Ross doesn't like it, he can fire me, but just maybe he won't.
Kate, I think you're on to something. Between us, maybe we can get a few things done for people. That ought to be done. Are you coming back to the office later?
Oh, no. I'm going direct to the airport to see my aunt off to London. She's alone.
See you tomorrow. Good luck.
This is the apartment, Mrs. McHale.
Oh, yes.
Here, let me hold the baby so you can look around.
I had to bring her. I had no one to leave her with.
Oh, she's beautiful. Sound asleep.
Oh, she's a good baby. I do everything I can for her. May I look around?
Go right ahead. I'll put on a light. Oh, this one doesn't work. There.
Yes. Can I look?
Oh, yeah. This is the living room. The bedroom's in there. The kitchen's off there.
Oh, and I could have a dinette table at this end of the living room.
Mrs. Mateo, you haven't looked around yet. And there's a hole in the kitchen floor. The plumbing leaks.
I know. You told me.
And look at the walls. Is this any place for your beautiful baby?
I'll take it, Mrs. Wakefield. I have cash money here for the deposit.
You really want it?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Are you alone?
My husband's away. He sent me money, but he said he won't come back until he found a place for us to live. It made him nervous, all of us in one room.
Well, I'll see what I can get the landlord to do.
No, no, please don't do that. Then the rent goes up and...
But it's got to be fit to live in.
It's all right. I will come to the office tomorrow to sign the lease. Oh, she's waking up. Here, I'll take her. Oh, my little sleepy head. You found a home.
Oh, Trudy, it's great. I'm so glad I caught you. Are you coming up to the studio club tonight? Great. I want to talk to you. A little problem. No, I'm on my way out to the airport now to see Isabel off, but I ought to be back by 9 or so. Right. See you. Plenty of time, David.
Can I buy you a drink?
I don't think so, thank you. I just want to sit and watch the people.
It's not like you, Isabel.
This whole trip isn't like me. I adore to travel. Here I am, feeling a little down.
I can understand.
And I came home to Belhaven to see Arthur. Well, he's gone now. Kate's left home. Here I am, the last of the Wakefields. And I've never liked being the last of anything.
I'll check your flight and get you a good book.
Wonderful. The airlines have never discovered that people read books.
I'll be right back.
Oh, Isabel, here you are.
Oh, my darling. What a surprise. Oh, you have no idea how glad I am to see you.
I got here as soon as I could. I was afraid I'd miss you.
Oh, I feel like myself again.
Really, just because I'm here?
Yes. Oh, yes. I feel as if I had a family again.
Since when do you want a family?
Oh, I don't know. Belhaven's done terrible things to me.
Oh.
I'm probably taking a trip just in time.
I'd love to be going with you.
Come tomorrow. Join me in London. I'd adore having you.
Oh, I can't, really. Maybe the next trip you take.
But that's a promise.
Mm.
You look tired.
Oh.
You're working too hard.
No.
Still love your job?
Oh, yes, it's different from what I thought.
Everything's different, Kate. Every time you take a step in life, it's different.
And people are different, too, from what you expect.
Motives, darling. You have to understand motives. Then you laugh and forgive. Or you laugh and go away. But you learn to laugh.
Oh, Isabel, I've missed you. I hope you're coming back soon.
Oh, sure, in a couple of weeks. By that time, you'll probably be one of these important women executives.
I'm not headed that way, believe me.
Right, Lord Isabel.
Oh.
Kate.
Surprised. Me too, David.
Oh, didn't I tell you David was driving me?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess I didn't. Well, I don't believe in goodbyes, children. I'd like to board early. My book, David. David.
Oh. Here, it's hot off the bestseller's list.
I should say it is. Bye-bye, darling. Meet me when I get back, both of you. I need you.
Oh, Isabel?
See you, superstar.
I thought she was going to cry.
Why not? Beneath all of that dazzled, she's alone, like everybody else.
Mm. Like everybody else.
How about having dinner?
Oh, I'd love it. But I can't. I'm sorry.
Another day.
I promised to meet a friend. I wouldn't know how to get a hold of her.
Sure. I left Faye on the night desk. I'd better get back and see how she's doing.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
I'll see you, Kate.
See you, David. David? David?
Do Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Finalnet Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Gentle audience, greetings from your devoted author, William Makepeace Thackeray. Dear listeners, a question. Can you say, without risking an untruth, that you have not two or more natures within you? You cannot, nor can anyone. So it is that haughty, purse-proud Miss Matilda Crawley has quite another side. She can be agreeable and amiable as anyone would wish, if she wishes. Our Rebecca has made an artful conquest of that lady. Whereas not 10 minutes past, they clashed like Kilkenny cats. They are now purring over a second glass of sherry, while Miss C is dressed by Giles for dinner.
My dear Miss Sharp, to think, oh, perish the thought. I was about to order Sir Pitt to send you packing.
And he'd have done it, Miss Crawley, though, if I may boast a little, he's very fond of his secretary.
You're his secretary, as well as governess to the little girls? How did this happen?
I can spell. My grammar's above reproach. And I know how to keep his accounts.
Not to mention having a pretty face. And not mention my brother would put his own grandmother to a plough if it would save him tuppence.
His London housekeeper told me he dips his hand in everyone's pocket, save his own.
How he'd like to dip into mine. Whilst I'm here, his every act and word will be with that in mind. Do you know what the old rascal led me to believe? That he chose Giles to attend me. Giles, who did you tell me?
'Twas Miss Becky's notion, ma'am.
Ah, Miss Crawley, let Sir Pitt off, do. He so wants to impress you.
I know. Or not.
Pardon, ma'am. What dress will you wear?
My green china silk, I should think. Yes.
'Tis a shame I've no time for pressing.
Well, let us see how rumpled it is. As if I care. Who'll see it but Sir Pitt and his lady? Miss Sharp, how is her ladyship? Ailing as usual. Knitting as usual. I vow she'll knit her own shroud.
She's ailing, she's knitting, and she's a poor, sad creature.
Be that as it may, I've no patience with her.
Your dress, madam.
Look at it, Becky Sharp. The yardage brought me from Shanghai by Lady Buckingham.
Oh, beautiful, but not, I fear, for you.
What? The yellow-green will make you look sallow, surely.
How dare you say?
No one else would dare, but you would.
Dare tell you the truth is what you mean, or ask you, as I'm about to dare, if you wish to look like a pumpkin.
My friends, my maid, all have simpered of how it becomes me. And all the while I've looked a fat yellow pumpkin.
You'll not have me dismissed.
I'm learning, Miss Chop. I am learning, but I'm not yet fully accustomed to your...
Sass? That's how Sir Pitt names it.
Is Pitt accustomed?
Accustomed and likes it.
Along with that face. Giles, fetch my white linen.
Very good, ma'am.
White, at least, is safe. I'll be spared sass from Betty Sopp.
Oh, dinner is served, Miss Crawley.
No, and I'm not dressed. 7. Ridiculous hour for dinner. We shall be late. It serves Kit right.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I must go.
Go? Without me? Miss Sopp, I'm learning to put up with sass, but not rudeness. We shall go down to dinner together.
Oh, I do not dine with the family when there's company.
Rubbish.
It was agreed when first I came to Queen's Crawley. I'm treated as one of the family, except on company days when the young ladies and I dine upstairs in the nursery.
We'll see about that. I've sat through my last boring dinner here. Quickly, Giles, help me into my frock.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol. New from Bristol-Myers.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from 2 personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Ladies, Miss Becky has repeatedly swallowed a question she longs to put to Miss Crawley. Will Captain Rawdon be coming to the hall? She gives herself instead stern orders.
Miss Crawley must not suspect I've the slightest, nearest, smallest interest in the handsome, not married captain. He's her heart's darling. She'll insist he marry well, and I'm far beneath his station. That won't change. But other things can change. Haven't I just proved it with his auntie? Loathed me, now likes me, and I'm bound she'll like me more. Captain May, he may not care a fig if I'm nobody. Oh, will he come? I think not, or she'd have said it. But I will not ask.
As always, Becky's instincts serve her well. In the small drawing room near the dining room, Becky and Miss C find Sir Pitt waiting. He is starving for his dinner, furious to be kept from it, and naturally, yes, will complain to his sister.
Ah, Matilda, my dear, you're looking most beauteous.
That's some fool nonsense. But at least I don't look like a pumpkin.
Eh?
Never mind. I've brought this up. There's something I require, dear brother, concerning this young woman.
Oh, law, I knew it. Felt it in me bones. Becky, did you not apologize?
No, Sir Pitt, I did not.
Indeed, she did not.
No!
I suppose that ugly sound means you do not wish to dismiss her.
You be the best judge of such matters.
Because he can spell and you're illiterate. Is that reason to keep the bold, impolite, uncivil, ill-bred creature?
You forgot to ask you, Miss Crawley.
Betty!
There, you see. Or do you wish to keep her because of those large green eyes?
I'll do whatever you say, Matilda.
And I'm certain of it. This is what you shall do regarding Miss Sharp.
No!
Pay attention, Sir Pitt.
During my visit, company or no company, she will dine at table and sit alongside me.
Eh? What? What? You mock me. Betty, you as well.
We mock you indeed, little rooster.
You mean she ain't to go?
No, she ain't. Miss Sharp amuses me, which is more than I can say for you or Lady... Where is Lady Crawley?
You see, I don't have to suck, Betty.
Stop kissing. Where is her ladyship?
Ailing. I don't have to.
No, fool. And your wife is not ailing. She hasn't the gumption to eat a meal with her sister-in-law.
Excuse me, sir.
Dinner good. Goodbye, Dad. I'm starving.
No, sir. A letter by messenger for Miss Crawley.
Oh.
Well, don't stand about. Hand it me. It's Rawdon Steele. Bless his dear heart.
I say, Miss Becky, how'd you do it?
Do hush while I'm reading.
Oh, beg pardon.
Ah, I didn't expect Rawdon for a week at least, if then. Pitt, your second son, my darling nephew, arrives tomorrow. Miss Sharp, you shall meet the dear boy.
Oh, I fear I'm awfully busy tomorrow. Sir Pitt's account.
Becky will be busy tomorrow. Oh, indeed, indeed. But not with Sir Pitt's accounts. Ladies, until next we meet, your servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
It's been years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Clark.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with FinalNet. FinalNet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. FinalNet holds up longer than you do.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Can you get it, dear? I'm right in the middle of the...
I just said I'll get it.
All right.
Hello? Yes? Well, who is it? Oh, you want Mrs. Baxter? Yes, just a moment.
Call me for me, dear. Evie said she'd call me this
it's
morning.
It's not Evie, it's the bank. For you.
Oh.
All right, thank you. Well, you understand. There, go do your work. Do I hang over your shoulder when you get a phone call?
You overdrawn again?
No, honestly. Hello? Yes, it is. Oh, no, no. I mean, that's impossible.
Where's your checkbook? Where's your checkbook?
Well, how much? Well, I don't see how that's possible. I just depart. Well, let me look it over and I'll call you back. Fine. Thank you.
Where's your checkbook?
I'll take care of it. Now, don't bother. The bank would call one morning you stay home. Oh, it's in the middle drawer at the desk.
Overdrawn again, aren't you? Boy, you have no sense about money, about how to keep records. You must drive that bank crazy.
Not at all. The girl is always very nice to me. In fact, she said I wouldn't have called if I'd known your husband was home. Tell you the truth, the banker is always nicer to me than you are.
Hey, look at this. No wonder you're overdrawn. Look at these check stubs. Now, I have told you time after
If you're trying to just sit there and yell at me, I'm going out and finish my ironing.
All right. I won't yell.
I'll take care of all that. I thought you had an office report to do.
Right now, this is more important. Now, pull up a chair and sit next to me at the desk, and let's go over this.
I don't think I'm overdrawn at all, because I just deposited money the other day, and it probably hasn't gone through yet.
Well, you can't tell whether you're overdrawn or not unless you add up the checks that you write as you go along. Now, look at your check stubs. Here. $16.30. That's all it says. No mention at all to whom you wrote the check.
Well, I know. Let me see. $16.30, that was the dry cleaners.
Well, write it in. And here, department store. That's all it says. No date, no amount of the check.
Department store. That was about $80.
About $80. Now, you've got to have the exact amount so you can add up all your checks and see what you have left in the bank. How can you write a check if you don't know exactly how much you have in the account?
I don't know why you worry so. How often am I overdrawn?
You should never be overdrawn at all.
All right. When I have been overdrawn, it's only a few dollars. The bank knows I'm honest.
It's not a question of honesty. The bank expects you to keep accurate records. Where would a bank be if they kept accounts the way you do?
They'd be in the soup the way they were when they credited me with $8,000 and I went in and told them they'd made a mistake. It wasn't ours. Oh, were they glad to see me?
Yeah, all right. It's just a computer error, that's all.
See, the bank makes an $8,000 mistake and you just toss it off. But I'm a few dollars off, five or six.
Hey, look at this. This check stub simply says, call Mary Berea and get recipe for sour cream cake.
Oh, that's right.
And this check over here just says Aunt Helen's birthday.
Well, I bought her some bath powder, some little stuff. It was $3.50, I think. I forgot to write it in. Don't worry, I haven't gone over all this yet. I was going to do it tomorrow.
No, we're going to do it today. One of these days, the bank is going to get fed up with you and ask you to take your account elsewhere.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Nothing else, you know, Henry Williams at the bank.
Henry Williams has nothing to do with your individual checking account.
It isn't my individual checking account, it's ours. Your name's on it, too.
Yeah, that's the point. I don't like my name connected with such sloppy bookkeeping.
You want to write the checks every month, you do what you take over.
Oh, no. I want you to learn how to do it right. It doesn't take any extra time to fill in the check stubs properly, then just subtract the amount of the last check.
Honey, you know I hate arithmetic. Now, I'm no good at it.
But I gave you a calculator last Christmas.
I know. I remember opening it and thinking, ooh, what could this be? And I opened the box, it's a calculator.
Well, I gave it to you to make all this easier.
It doesn't make anything easier, honey. I just have twice or three times as much work.
Well, why? Why should you have twice as much work?
I have to check the calculator.
I don't know what you mean.
How do I know the calculator is right?
Oh, for Pete's
sake. Well, it doesn't save me any work. I add things up in the calculator, and then I think, well, now what if it isn't correct? So then I have to add it myself anyhow to see if it jibes with the calculator.
But that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't, dear. Then I triple check. I add it up for the second time on the calculator to see if the thing gives me the, you know, gives the same answer.
This is an excellent calculator. It's brand new. It doesn't make mistakes.
No. When I add 44 and 63 and I get 4,300,000, even I know something's wrong.
You just pushed the wrong button.
Oh, I don't really like the calculator. I know I've always hated arithmetic of any kind. I hate having to add sevens. And it took me years to figure out how to add nines, add ten, and subtract one. So I feel dumb enough anyhow.
Oh, I never said you were dumb.
But I am, because I don't like it. But there sits that little box with buttons 3 inches wide and 5 inches long, and that thing can do arithmetic better than I can.
Oh, honey, you can't look at it that way.
Well, you look at it that way. That thing is brighter than your wife. I tell you, huh? Gives you pause to think.
Look, go finish your ironing. I'll finish my reports, and then we'll go over the checkbook together. Well, I don't know. Your checkbook is in such a mishmash, we'll just have to let it go until I get home tonight. Then we'll spend the whole evening getting it in shape.
All right, dear. Well, you go to work now.
I'm sorry I yelled at you before.
Oh, it's all right.
Just amazing to me how you have no sense of figures at all. But you've got to learn. Now, what if something happened to me?
Well, something is going to happen. You don't get to work, you lose your job, huh? Oh, wait a minute. This is paperboy day, and I don't have any change. I've only a five. Can you change a $5 bill?
Yeah, I think so. But show me your five first.
Oh.
Now, get it out of your purse, put it right here on the coffee table where I can see it.
For a man who promised to take care of me in sickness and in health till death do us part, you certainly don't trust me, do you?
I trust you, dear. I just don't trust your arithmetic.
All right, here's a $5 bill.
Okay. Now, let's see.
Now you have a lot of $1 bills.
Oh, yeah. The guy at the stationery store didn't have anything but ones when he gave me change for a 20. Now, here. 4-1.
Thank you.
You want the rest in change?
Yeah, I have to pay the paper boy. Oh, wait a minute. You know, I just as soon have more ones. You want to give me change for 10 instead of a 5?
Well, let me see your $10 bill first.
Let me have my 5 back.
Here. Now, where's your 10?
Here.
Okay.
You know, all those ones make your wallet too bulky anyhow. But you bought the stationery store. Give me 9 ones and the rest in change.
I got a filler for my pen.
Oh.
All right, now here's 9 ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
mm-hmm.
7, 8, 9 ones.
Thank you.
Now, let's see. I got in change.
As many dimes as you have. I like them for parking meters.
Okay, just a sec. Oh, I only got 3 dimes.
Well, that's all right. Whatever you have. As long as we have our money out, should we settle up?
What do you mean, settle up?
Well, first, what I owe you.
Fine. About time.
And what you owe me. Now, I owe you $3, but you owe me 7.
What for?
Well, you drove down to the village to get gas one night. I gave you $7.
When was that?
Well, you picked up the ice cream. But you don't have to pay for the ice cream. That comes out of the grocery.
Now, hold on. I don't remember picking up any ice cream.
You wanted strawberry and I wanted chocolate. And you got a pint of each. When you were driving down to get gas, I said to you, want to pick up some ice cream?
Something rings a bell, but I don't really remember.
Well, forget the ice cream. As I said, that's grocery money anyhow. But I owe you $3 I borrowed from my women's club luncheon. No, it was only $2 I needed, and I had that, and then I gave you $1 back. I gave you that $1 back that night at dinner. You remember that?
No.
Well, I did. That makes it $4 you owe me. So give me 4 ones. No, six. Give me four.
It seems to me I just gave you 4 ones. Did you give me those back? No. Wait a minute. I just gave you 9 ones.
I know. I've got them right here. That was change for the 10. You owe me $6 for the gas. I mean, you owe me $4. Give me 4 ones.
Now, wait a minute. Will you please? I don't know where I am.
You're settling up there for the gas.
Huh?
Up for the gas and the women's club luncheon, which I borrowed from you. But your gas money came out of my personal allowance. And the $2 for ice cream is grocery money. So that doesn't come out. That doesn't come out of that.
Just, how much do you want?
$4. 4 ones.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Thank you. Now we're square.
Boy, I can't see it was square at all. You asked for change for a 5, and you seem to have come out of this with about $14.
You talk about Myra. Look, we'll start over.
No. Forget it. If we start over, I won't have anything. I'm going to the office.
Wait a minute. You didn't give me any change for the paper boy.
All right. Here. Golly, for someone who has no feeling for figures, can't even balance a checkbook.
You know, you always act as though I'm tricking you. But when you borrow from grocery money...
Forget it. You do all right, kid. You do all right. 60, 75, and there you have another dollar.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, ban roll-on antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that ban roll-on antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of ban roll-on, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban roll-on antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color.
Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Sage will dry nicely.
Does smell good.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of, what is it? Oh, Thanksgiving turkey.
I think I'll add tansy and lovers to the herb garden next year.
And for me, plenty of mint.
Why, of course, dear. Where's Lynn?
Oh, she's on the phone.
Oh, not to Zurich again.
No, I think it's the Travel Bureau. She got the number from Miss Tatum at the office.
The Travel Bureau? Oh, that's right. We're getting a refund on our tickets. We had first class from Zurich, but at the last minute, we switched to tourist.
Well, that reminds me, I should be hearing from Hoffman any day now. If there's anything to be reported on Curtis Rogers, he should know it by now.
Well, I hope it's soon. Lynn is very restless.
Well, it's better for her to be annoyed now than make another mistake.
Well...
Oh, there you are.
You could have found us just by taking a deep breath.
That herb garden does smell good, Caroline.
Well, darling, did you get things fixed up at the Travel Bureau?
Yes, I did. I got a ticket on this evening's plane to Zurich.
You do what?
Lynn!
I have decided that the best thing to do is to see Kurt right away.
Then do you realize what you're doing?
Yes, Daddy, I do.
Luck, Kurt.
I know, Lisa.
We have to meet with Rene Noir.
I know that, too.
You do want to go through with it.
Of course I do, but that doesn't mean I'm not worried.
That's not like you.
Oh, I may have cut a few corners here and there, but well, this is the first time anyone's had me investigated.
It's a good sign.
What do you mean?
Only rich fathers investigate the men who marry their daughters. Mr. Cartwright Chicago wants to protect his daughter.
You're right.
All we have to do now is decide what Renee is going to tell Herr Hoffman.
Can we trust Renee?
I think we can.
Why?
I do not think he would want Herr Hoffman to know what he has done.
He hasn't done anything yet, just taken some money from you, which he could certainly deny.
I can be very convincing. And you forget, he went to a great deal of trouble to find out that Mr. Carter in Chicago was the person inquiring about you.
Oh, I see. That expensive dinner with Herr Hoffman's secretary.
Exactly. Now, let's think of what we want Mr. Carter to know about you.
Not the Davos story.
Hardly, darling. Being one leap in front of the Swiss police is not a good thing. I think our story is that you have an independent income.
I like that.
Now, not a lot. Just enough to support you. Let's see. Well, the money comes from New York City Bank every month.
How would Renee have gotten that information?
The best source in the world. He can say he had a long, interesting talk with Madame Brenner.
The concierge?
A good concierge can put the police to shame when it comes to collecting information. Everyone knows that.
What do we do for money, for Renee and for me?
Yes. You'll need enough to take with you to Chicago to be convincing. At least until you get married. Oh, God, Curtin, I suddenly realize how much I'll miss you.
It's for both of us, Lisa.
Marrying for money is hard work. I know, darling. So get used to the idea. And I think it will be this that will do the trick.
Not one of your diamond bracelets.
The best one. The one my husband gave me when we were engaged. I'll see the jeweler tomorrow to see what I can get for him.
He only knew he's bankrolling our future.
Come on, darling. Rene's waiting at the cafe. Too many brandies and his price will go up.
You're sure we can count on him?
We have to. He's the only one who can tell Herr Hoffman what we want Mr. Carter to know.
Come on, darling, answer. I've got good news for you.
The Zurich number does not answer. Shall I try later?
Yes, please, operator.
Oh, Lynn, if you'd only wait until I hear from Herr Hoffman. Don't go rushing off like this.
Daddy, I don't need to know what your friend in Zurich may have found out about Kurt. I want to see him.
What'll he think of you flying all the way back to Zurich?
I am more worried about what he'll think of me if he finds out you're having him investigated.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Where's Ania gone to? Kurt, answer.
I'm sorry. The Zurich number does not answer. Shall I try again?
No. Thank you, operator. Cancel the call. I've got to leave for the airport in 5 minutes.
Lynn, you are sure you want to do this?
Absolutely, Caroline. I have never been sure in my whole life.
Now, you aren't going over there just to tell him your father is checking up on him.
It's not the only reason, Caroline. I want to know for myself that what I feel for Kurt is real. Not just his being in Zurich and my being in Chicago and the anxiety of our being apart. When I see him, I'll know. One way or the other.
I hope so. Darling, don't do anything foolish.
I can't promise, but I'll try.
Oh, I can call Kurt for you after you leave.
Oh, fine. Oh, no, no. Don't bother. I can call him from Boston. We have a 50-minute stop there.
Well, I put your bag in the car.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. You'll drive me to the airport?
Oh, of course. I think you're doing a wild and a foolish thing, but, well, I want you to be happy and flying off to Zurich. You are coming back.
I promise. Alone or with Kurt, I'll be back.
Here, let me carry you over the threshold.
Good. Shh. You'll wake the good Madame Brenner.
Come on. Up, sleep easy.
You're completely mad or drunk.
Or in love? Where did that come from?
Probably the brandy bottle.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, darling, don't. You're just going to make it harder for both of us.
It's one thing to plan something like this, but now...
Rene will be at Herr Hoffman's office first thing tomorrow with our story, and Lynn Carter will find out what marvelous man she's going to get.
I can't believe it will work. What if the concierge doesn't back up his story?
Renée says Hoffman never checks his sources.
There's always a first time.
Well, if it happens, we won't be any worse off. You won't be going to Chicago, that's all.
Right now, Chicago doesn't mean a thing. Not a thing.
Good. Don't back out now.
I won't. Come here.
I'll remember that when you are in Chicago.
I guess I can leave any time now.
As soon as I get the money for the bracelet.
I hate to see you give up your jewelry.
It's an investment, darling. We'll buy your ticket tomorrow and open a bank account for you and have our private farewell party.
Very private.
How soon do you think I can come to Chicago?
I'll have to see how things are there, but I hope it will be soon.
What is this Lynn Carter like?
Does it matter?
I didn't think so at first. But now that you're really going to Chicago to marry her, I wish I knew more about her.
Oh, she's all right. I think she's a daddy's girl, always looking for someone to take care of her.
Well, there she goes. Oh, I wish she weren't going, Caroline.
Robert, she has to find out how she feels about Kurt.
God, I hope he is worthy of her.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. Have and to Hold has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.